This is Hunter Hawk with the Dallas Morning News. What you're hearing behind me is 6th Street at South by Southwest 2016, Austin, Texas. It's probably the least melodic mashup of sounds that you could ever hear, and it happens every year. There are street drummers, bands playing in venues all the way down the street, people competing for attention, people drinking in public, acting a fool, other people just trying to get to where they're going, but not succeeding. And that's mixed with an interesting combination of smells. We got marijuana, we got body odor, we got pizza, tacos, anything and everything you can think of all mixed together. It's just a whole storm of interests, creating chaos for many days. Luckily, I'm only here for 4 of them. I say luckily, but I'm also lucky to be here. Let's face it. I can see the greatest hip-hop acts of the new generation. I can see Loretta Lynn. I can see Iggy Pop in the span of just a few days. So yeah, it's annoying. You can't really get anywhere very fast once 6th Street gets this way, but hey, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Cut to Thursday morning. I don't know why I'm up this early. Actually, I do know why I'm up this early. I'm going to be going to see the keynote presentation by Tony Visconti, a really well-respected and regarded producer, storied, in fact. He's most notably worked with the late David Bowie on a lot of iconic projects. And so hopefully he's going to be talking about Bowie, telling some stories. We already got a little bit of a David Bowie tribute last night with Iggy Pop's amazing performance at ACL Live. You'll hear a little bit about that later in my coverage. And I also saw Anderson .Paak, wonderful California hip-hop and soul artist who is just really of the moment right now. If you like people like Kendrick Lamar, Erykah Badu, it's right in that lane. He played at Stubbs last night, and you're going to be hearing a lot about him. He has a few more showcases for the week, and I actually put up a piece about him just a few minutes ago, so check that out at Guide Live. You can also check out a piece on Arlington singer-songwriter Maren Morris. She did a really great performance at the Spotify House yesterday, and I had a chance to talk to her backstage, so I'm going to put in a little bit of audio from the Maren Morris interview, in which she talks about growing up in Arlington, playing all around the area and sort of cutting her teeth as a performer in local venues.
I mean, there's so many because it's such a big state, but I always loved playing the Granada Theater and the Kessler. Loved that place. It's like this, the Kessler is like this jewel box of sound. It's perfect sound there. So I look forward to eventually getting to come back and play that, hopefully in the near future. And I really miss going to Green Hall and playing that. So like that's on my bucket list to sell out Green Hall.
I'm sure you could do it, like probably tomorrow if you wanted.
Oh no, right? I don't know about that. Oh man, it's like, it's, you know, one of those places. I have these hot spots of my mind, like the gigs I did when I was a kid, and I want to revisit and not be the opener. I mean, it was amazing doing that, yes. But I can't wait to like come back in there and see my name